USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The top elections official in Maine is moving to take former President Trump's name off that state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Maine Secretary of State Shenna Bellows announced the decision Thursday. She said she believes Trump knew the likelihood of violence on January 6th and did nothing to stop it. A bipartisan group of former lawmakers in Maine helped her make the decision. Trump is expected to challenge the move. Maine joins Colorado as the only two states to rule Trump off primary ballots, although the ruling in Colorado is being put on hold in the wake of an appeal. Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley's been under scrutiny for her answer to a question about what caused the American Civil War.
I mean, I think the cause of the Civil War was basically how government was going to run, the freedoms and what people could and couldn't do.
Haley gave the answer during a town hall in New Hampshire Wednesday. The voter who asked her the question said he was surprised not to hear Haley mention slavery in her answer. Haley's the former governor of South Carolina, the first state to secede from the Union in the 1860s. She's professed a belief in states' rights causes in the past. She's risen to second place in many GOP primary election polls, but is still well behind frontrunner former President Donald Trump. What role did President Biden play in his son's non-cooperation with a congressional subpoena?
House Republicans are currently probing allegations that President Biden may have advised his son Hunter not to cooperate with their impeachment inquiry into the president. Representatives James Comer and Jim Jordan are requesting documents from the White House to learn whether the president instructed his son to disregard a congressional subpoena. Lawmakers assert that if the president was involved in Hunter's decision, it could constitute an impeachable offense. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Israeli forces may be poised to open a second front in their war with radical Islamists while the IDF continues fighting Hamas in Gaza. There's growing concern about rocket attacks from Hezbollah militants across the border in Lebanon. And now, Israeli forces on that front may begin pushing. Israeli opposition leader Yair Lapid did not mince words Wednesday about his people's resolve.
The state of Israel wasn't found with the belief that anti-Semitism will disappear. It was founded so that we can tell anti-Semites they can go screw themselves.
The Israeli military said its northern command was in a state of very high readiness. Hamas, Hezbollah, and other radical Islamic groups have been launching attacks against Israel across the region since October 7th. Unemployment claims rose in the week leading up to Christmas, signaling a further cooling of the labor market, as reported by the U.S. Labor Department. Initial filings for unemployment benefits rose by 12,000 to reach 218,000 the week ending December 23rd. This marks the second consecutive rise in jobless claims. Mortgage rates have dropped for the ninth consecutive week, coinciding with indications from the Federal Reserve about potential interest rate cuts in the coming year. According to recent data from Freddie Mac, the average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage now stands at 6.61%. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.